down more than 1,200 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us today. Before we get back to the subject at hand, we're talking about what America needs most. But let me give you a personal invitation to worship with us this Sunday. We're in the Countdown to Calvary series that I have enjoyed doing for about 40 years in our church here. It is a recounting of walking the footsteps of Jesus the last week on earth. It's called Passion Week. We are talking about Countdown to Calvary, and in that we're looking at what Jesus said, what he did each day from the triumphal entry on Sunday to the resurrection on a Sunday. I pray that you'll join us this Sunday at 9:30 is the Bible study, Sunday school hour, and at 10:45, the morning worship service, and we look forward to having you. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 1 mile south of I-295. Love to have you. Bible study at 9:30, worship service at 10:45. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today, what America needs most. Elon Musk has done a wonderful job under the leadership and the guidance and the authorization of President Trump in going with Doge and searching out the waste, fraud, and abuse. And that waste, fraud, and abuse, ladies and gentlemen, they've discovered that here's an article that says fraud, child sex change, benefits for illegals, all part of the Democrats' Medicaid assistance program. Listen. This article is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, of what was allocated for Medicaid. Medicaid was block grants that goes out to each of the states to be disseminated for those that had no insurance coverage and were not able to pay for insurance premiums. But Medicaid cost has gone up. I'm looking at the article. It says in 2023 it was $871.7 billion. And it's discovered that embedded in that through the Biden administration was funding for child sex changes for illegal invaders coming into America. No wonder they're talking, the Democrats are talking about saying that Trump's wanting to destroy Medicaid and Medicare. He's wanting to take the waste, fraud, and abuse out. President Trump is wanting to stop the maligning and destroying the butchering of healthy body parts off those that are here as citizens and those that are coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, it is ironic. It is absolutely crazy to see what is being discovered, and yet the Democrats with hair on fire. And to find all of these things, correct all of these things, eliminate them, that's good, but that's not the greatest need in America today. The left screaming, the sky is falling, because President Trump's new tariffs. By the way, just for a little footnote before we take our next caller, the way that America gleaned income to run our federal government up until 1913 was through tariffs. There was no IRS department before 1913. Tariffs were used to raise funds to run American government. And all of a sudden, the world's coming to an end because President Trump has instituted tariffs on just about all nations. It's been charging America tariffs. It's just saying, what if you charge us? We're going to charge you. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. The first segment, you mentioned colored eggs and Peter Cottontail, and you said you couldn't find it in the book. Well, you weren't looking in the right book. The book is the Book of Hallmark, aisle 13, local drugstore.
That's right.
That's where you can find it at.
Yeah.
Ain't got a thing to do with the Bible.
You got it. Absolutely. That's the whole problem, Jim. We have deviated so far from the Bible. In fact, I recall a number of years ago, a church in this city, of course, it was the, if you called it the church, it was Unitarian Church, and the pastor said that he would take the newspaper and read headlines and articles and talk about those articles each Sunday, and finally he had run out, and he said, I reckon I'll have to go to the Bible because I've run out of news articles. And that seems to be the mindset today, somehow, some way, that the Bible is the last thing we go to, and it should be the first place that we go to. There's a problem, and I go back to this, Jim. The greatest need in America today is to turn back to God. The greatest need in America today is to turn our churches back into houses of worship and not a house of entertainment. We find today most pastors have the feeling that if I don't entertain, if I don't appease the crowd, if I don't please the teens and the Gen Xers or whatever they're now called, if I don't please those and appease those, then I won't have a church filled with people. Now, Jim, some people might disagree with me. If there's 10 people and I'm doing what God's called me to do, I'm satisfied. If there's 10,000 and I'm still doing what God's called me to do, I'm satisfied. Pastors need to get out of this category of trying to build numbers, nickels, and noses and appease the crowd in order to fill the pews. That is the wrong motive. That's the wrong theological doctrinal position, and yet that's what we find many churches doing today. So what say you? What is, Jim, putting a big question on your plate. What's the answer to that? Most of our churches have gone to a rock and roll service where it's a concert rather than a worshiping God. What is the answer? Where will there be a turning point? What do you see as the future?
I don't see a so-called turning point. I mean, obviously, America does need a revival. Mm-hmm. The churches that are out for drawing people in, are you not entertained, is not going to teach the gospel. The watered-down version, the prosperity gospels, and as you say, the cotton candy theology, doesn't. It gives a false sense of security that is not beneficial to the soul, the heart, or the mind when it comes to Jesus Christ, because many will say in that day, Lord, did I not do this in your name? And he'll tell them, you know, I knew you not. Get thee away from me. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to take a revival, and the true word of Jesus Christ being preached throughout the United States. How that's going to happen, we're going to need to have a lot more straw taken away from the society of America as a whole. I've always told you, my personal opinion is that that last trumpet and all the Christians are removed from the world, America's going to be hurting, but there are certain countries in Europe that won't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah, well, you take Europe in general. You've got UK, you've got about 2% professing Christians, about 98% agnostic or atheist in the nation. And we're rapidly watching America devolve into that very same philosophical, theological, doctrinal belief system and our decline. One of the things the Scripture tells us, that in the last days there will be apostasy, that is, a falling away. And yet we have those in these, so many of our churches today that see the apostasy taking place, the falling away taking place, and think that somehow, some way, they've got to build an entertainment system to fill those pews with the numbers, nickels, and noses. And it goes back to, you stated a moment ago, referred to what's found in Matthew chapter 7, about verse 20. It says, "You shall know them by their fruits. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not," I'm going to paraphrase, "have we not preached great messages in your name? Have we not sung in choirs in your name? Have we not done good works in your name? Have we not spoken in tongues in your name?" Etc., etc., etc. The 23rd verse, the Lord Jesus says, "Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you." And I believe that identifies so many today that's in so many churches where it's the entertainment system and not worshiping the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So it goes back to, regardless of what we see happening, and I'm excited about, I am just absolutely elated over what I see President Trump being able to accomplish, even with all of the lawfare that's taking place to try to prevent it. I'm excited about that. I'm elated about that. But still, even with all of that being said, the underpinning, the underlayment, the foundation that needs to, we need to go back to is to worship God, to honor Him. Our churches and our pastors and Christians need to be Christians that stops being silent, needs to be salt and light, and stand and speak for truth and honor God. And as I tell people, Jim, some get excited with this. Some get angry with this. If you're in a church where that's not happening, if you're in a church where you're not, the gospel is not proclaimed, if you're in a church where the easy believism is prominent, if you're in a church where the entertainment is the order of the day, get out of the church. Find a church where you can be fed, where you can be filled with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you'll learn the word, know the word, inculcate the word, and apply the word, and impact the word, world with the word. That's my recommendation, Jim, today. And I'm thankful for you. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. God bless
you, and keep looking up.
God bless you.
I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Praise God. We have so much to give God thanks for raising up Donald Trump. And we see it as a reprieve that God has given us. Actually, we saw our culture on the verge of collapse, final collapse into Marxism and the total departure from where the founders developed this country to be as a Judeo-Christian, God-fearing country.
Yes.
And God has given us what we have to recognize as like a final, I think, a final reprieve with raising up Donald Trump, who somebody who is in favor of the church, believers, the Jews, and who has a fear for God before his eyes, and who is committed to rescuing this, to building back this country, because the powers of darkness, you could see it, a consorted effort to destroy this country, to bring it down. And this Donald Trump, with genuine love, is doing what he can under God. But what I'm concerned about at this time, if believers don't recognize where they are and recognize the responsibility that is on us, Donald Trump is doing what God raised him up to do. But the church, the believers, need to recognize it and to be standing with him, and to giving him the support, because the powers of darkness is not going to lie down and take the defeat. They are fighting back, and they are determined to get back to where this is a shock to them. They didn't expect it to happen. It is just God's intervention. But believers need to wake up and know that it's time for us to. I believe that we reach where we reach because of failure in the church. And as you were mentioning a while ago, that the Word of God tells us that in the last days before He's coming again, there's going to be a great falling away from the faith. And that's what we're seeing today. We saw the church move away from its position and compromising the Word and becoming, giving place to the powers of the, in other words, instead of the church, its salt and light, and influencing the world, allow the world to influence the church. So the church lost its impact.
And Lily, you're exactly right. Let me jump in and ask you a question or two. When we talk about this that is taking place, I'm always amazed and saddened to see so many, listen, so many churches, so many denominations, some that have the lesbian pastors, some that have the sodomite preachers in general, and the mindset is that Trump is now interfering with their, quote, church and with what they believe. In fact, just as when Trump had the deer person, I won't go into details of my identification, that stood there with the clerical robe on and was condemning Trump and Trump's entire entourage in that session, where she, that preacher, was condemning Trump because of his stand against the sodomite agenda, his stand against the LGBTQ agenda, his stand against the transgenderism, and she was claiming that somehow, some way, by her intonation, that he hated them. And as one other caller said, it's not the hate of that person, it's the hate of that sin. And so what I'm finding today is a total a mixture, admixture of what should be coming out of the churches and the pastors. We're not standing together. And I'm not talking about now denominationalism. I understand that many have their own isms and schisms, as I'd call it, in the denominational dogma. But I'm talking about getting back to the fundamental foundations, what the Scripture says. It's not a matter of saying, well, I'm a Republican and I believe this, I'm a Democrat and I believe this, but what does the Word of God say? And so, Lily, I'm thankful that Trump is in the process of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. The U.S. Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, has more to do with the harm and the danger and the damage and the radicalization and the sexualization and the demonizing of America than any other institution in the history of America. So I am thankful to see the U.S. Department of Education being dismantled. What say you?
Yes, it's demonic warfare, and the powers of darkness have totally controlled. The Democrat Party has given itself over completely to darkness, and the bureaucracy, that the Ministry of Education, is totally corrupt, and it's spiritual warfare, the powers of darkness, forces of hell. That's what we're dealing with. And it is only what, as you mentioned earlier, the fear is that the amount of corruption that will eventually come up, rise up, as Elon Musk continue, as they continue to look into the condition. And they're going to fight back because they don't want to stand up to what's going to be revealed, how they come by the millions. And the whole problem is that these people who have sold out the future of America, committed it to going down for globalism or for Islam, whatever, but they collect the millions and they are satisfied to destroy this country and destroy, deprive us of our culture. And the believers, the church need to wake up and realize where we're going. The fight against the Jews, hating the Jews, is not hating the Jews, is hating Western civilization. Is hating our culture, is hating Christians, believers, Bible-believing Christians. The people who shouting away with free Palestine, and so on, they're also attacking the celebration of Christmas and Easter. Look out, and pay attention and realize that it's not just the Jews they're getting at. It's Judeo-Christian culture, it's our culture. Is Americans and so on. So we are in big trouble unless we wake up.
Lily, you're exactly right. And when you touched on that, it reminded me of the major, major upheaval showing who's being, if you please, protected in our prestigious universities. I'm thankful to see President Trump withdrawing $400 million from Columbia University, several hundred million dollars from Harvard, and it's time that this stop. In fact, I'm against, if I can say this very boldly, I'm personally against one dime of taxpayers' money going to any, that's A-N-Y, any of these prestigious universities, colleges, where students then are required to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a piece of paper that's got a degree written on it that is not worth one dime. And yet that's what we have seen in the decline of education in America. It's time we stop. And Lily, let me touch on something and I'll let you go. I'm looking at an article that was just forwarded to me. It says furloughs in the federal government total 216,215 for the month, part of the total of 275,240 reductions overall in the labor force of the federal government. Some 280,253 layoffs since 27 across 27 agencies in the past 2 months have been linked to the Elon Musk so-called Department of Government Efficiency announcements soar to the heights since 2020 as DOGE slices federal staff in its effort to pare down the federal workforce. That's what's causing the Democrats to cry the blues. That's the reason they're screaming and crying, because they're, if you please, their money laundering washing machine is now being undermined and cut off. The faucet of money laundering is being slowly but surely shut down. And that's the reason the hue and cry that's taking place from the Marxists on the left and the Democratic Party. Lily, keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, or making the statement, what America needs most. I'm thankful to see what DOGE is doing. I'm thankful to see what President Trump is doing. I'm thankful that 11,400 transgender military personnel have been put on furlough. I'm thankful that we see what Trump is doing with the dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education. I'm thankful and praise the Lord to see what is happening in the Pentagon and otherwise. I'm looking at a headline. Trump's Pentagon explains transgenderism is incompatible with military mission. The Pentagon filed the document response in an ongoing case from LGBTQ activists challenging Trump's ban on military service for people who identify as transgender. A policy memo from the Personnel and Readiness Office of the DOD said that they do not meet, they, speaking of the transgender military, do not meet military standards and cannot serve with the exception for warfighting capabilities. The medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals who have current diagnosis of history of exhibit symptoms consistent with that which is called gender dysphoria are incompatible with the high mental and physical standards necessary for military services. And I could go on. But ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the things that Trump is doing that I believe God has placed on his heart, his mind. He promised to do that in his campaign. He's carrying out what he promised, and he's still under the 100-day mark, and yet we have the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats on the left that's crying the blues that Trump is going to destroy democracy, and what he's doing, if you want to call it a democracy, he's restoring it. By the way, we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, I don't know why they say democracy. Like you said, when I used to pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic.
Yes.
For which it stands.
Well stated,
one
absolutely.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
And I do not understand what they're trying to do. I know they're trying to. Well, it's not them. It's Satan.
It is
little nymphs.
It is. It's a demonic battle, Kenneth. And one of the things that I need to touch on while you're saying that, we need to go back to having the Bible in the classroom. We need to go back to having the pledge to the flag in the classroom. We need to go back to having the opportunity for students to pray in the classroom. I'm still less than 100 years old, and I recall back when I was in school, the teacher would stand, and we would read Scripture. The students would be required to do Scripture memorization and then stand and repeat it the next day in the classroom. We had prayer. We had Bible study, Bible reading, and pledge to the flag. And yet, in that era, Kenneth, and you recall, you're still a kid next to me, but that's all right. But back in your day and back in my day, we didn't have what we're having today in our the generation where it's going out raping, robbing, and destroying things, breaking things, and killing people, et cetera, et cetera. And I've said if we would put prayer and Bible study back into the classroom, we could shut down many of our prisons, that we would not have the prisoners there because they were interdicted before they got to the point of breaking the law and being prosecuted and put in prison for it. So it's time we turn back to the Bible. It's time we turn back to preaching the word. It's time we turn back to the churches having the say-so and not the societal norms or the woke cultures we're finding today. What say you?
Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, we used to have a Christian Bible study at our school. We really did. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be. Absolutely. Well, Kenneth, I'm thankful for you. I'm going to read this and then make a comment and let you go. The National Educational Association sues a mom for asking questions about the curriculum. The National Educational Association, the nation's largest public sector teachers union, with a budget of over $300 million, has sued a Rhode Island's mom for asking what her daughter was being taught in kindergarten. With the help of the Goldwater Institute, Rhode Island mom Nicole Solis is fighting back. It goes on to talk about what had taken place because she just simply wanted to know, what are you teaching my child? And it's because they were introducing that child to the LGBTQI plus agenda, and now she is filing suit and fighting back. One of the things that we need, Kenneth, is to turn back to God. We need to remove the sodomite agenda from every vestige of anything that's called school or education that our students are introduced and to taught. We need to go back to teaching in our academic program. If we shut down the educational department, let it be remanded back to the state remanded back to the counties allow moms and dads to be in control of what their students are being taught by a voucher system where they can pick the schools they want. Kenneth, our time is out, but I'm thankful for you, brother. God bless you. We're thankful for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying today, the greatest need in America, hear me, is to turn back to God. The greatest need in America is for our churches to recognize that the only way there's going to be hope and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ is if it emanates from our pulpits. Our pulpits, our pastors, need to grow a spine, be willing to stand and talk about the sin in our nation, talk about the sin in the civil government and the political leadership, and stand boldly and speak the truth of the Word of God, and calling sin, sin, and talking about we need to go to heaven and not go to hell. And how is that done? That's through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop having rock and roll services. We need to start to go back to the point we got revival services rather than rock and roll services. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is the greatest need in America today is to turn back to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Submit and surrender to Him in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Tradition tells us that the French philosopher Voltaire
broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
who was no friend of Christianity, was discussing religion with a group of fellow skeptics. Voltaire said, "Gentlemen, it would be easy